Hello, is John Mark Hilal there?
Hello?
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris and I'm calling from Arizona Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. We're conducting a voluntary opinion survey about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. To begin, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you very much. And we know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll vote.
Thank you very much. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
I voted for President Joe Biden.
Thank you very much. Now, just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American or American Indian, mixed race?
Asian.
Thank you. Just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
27.
Thank you. And thinking about your political approach to issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Just a little liberal.
So how should I record that? Somewhat liberal or very liberal?
Yeah, somewhat liberal.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns. Some people say they want the president and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue it is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and a 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is banning tobacco products for adults.
Say again.
I'm sorry, you cut off?
Yeah, say again.
You cut off again. I'm so sorry about that.
No, can you say it again? Like, can you repeat your question?
Banning tobacco products for adults.
Oh, banning tobacco products for adults. And you said zero is, like, disagreeing with it?
Zero is not important at all. Five is somewhat important. And 10 is most important.
Okay. Zero for banning tobacco on adults.
Thank you. Improving K through 12 education.
10.
Thank you. Making college more affordable.
Oh, that's a solid 10.
Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs.
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy.
10.
Thank you very much. And do you disapprove or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
Zero, five. Is that still a scale or is that a yes or no question?
Yes, we do have a scale. The scale is strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel, and if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one on the list is Democrats in Congress.
And you said 100 is like agree?
100 is that you feel very warm and favorable. 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold.
That's 100.
Thank you. What about Joe Biden?
Let's do 60.
Thank you. And the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
70. Or let's do 80. 80 on that one.
Thank you very much. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration or FDA should be focused on. For each...
quick question. I'm sorry to cut you off. How many more questions are there?
A few more. We're at 37%, but there are some battery of questions that get us ahead a bit more in the percentage.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Just because I'm kind of in a rush right now.
Oh.
Yeah.
But we would love to finish. Yeah. Is there a possibility that we can call you back?
I'm sure, yeah. Yeah. Okay. Probably sometime tomorrow.
Okay. We will call you back then. Thank you very much for your time, and have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you. Okay. Open Saturday. Yep. Mm-hmm.